Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WTIC 860-522-9842, Dave in Avon. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I want to give your audience a calculation in terms of hypothetical retirement. Let's say someone works for the police department. They last 3 years, they goose it up. They make $125,000. They get 80% of that. They're going to get $100,000 a year retirement package, not unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2%. They're going to get a 2% raise each year for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So I did an annuity calculation, and they would have to have put in order to get an annuity of that size, you'd have to have $1,800,000.
Okay.
To get that amount over 25 years at 5%, you'd have to put in $55,000 a year. So essentially, whatever they are making, they're actually making another $55,000 a year in, let's call it a shadow payment.
Oh, what a glorious figure that is. That adds so much context to the conversation.
Yeah, it's actually a little rough. I had to do it on my phone. There's a future value, present value, but I know what I'm doing. So that's, $55,000 is an approximate figure. So,
whatever, $50,000, $60,000, it's a scam either way. And thank you, Dave, for putting it in terms that everybody can grasp onto. Joining us now, State Senator, former Joe Markley. Still a smart guy, though. Tapped into everything. Hi there, Joe.
Hello. Unfortunately, I do feel like I'm tapped into everything, which at some point you're tapped out, right? But
it is exhausting, yes.
On. Yeah, it's exhausting. And you've been talking about, really, I think what the most important issue of the moment is, which is this police accountability proposal. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about the process and how outrageous this is. And I'm often complaining about process. My good friend Tom Scott tells me, you're boring everyone with the process, but it so enrages me.
Well, you make it so exciting. I can't believe that Tom would say that to you.
I'm never good enough for Tom, Todd. He holds me to a high standard. last night, at, I think it was 6:17 last night, all of a sudden on the Connecticut General Assembly website shows up it's not called a public hearing, a listening session, which will take place Friday, starting at 10 a.m. by the Judiciary Committee, not to talk about a bill because there is no bill, just to hear what people's concerns are about these whole police accountability questions.
And people as idea, in, this is like a hearing to bring people in from the outside, citizens or each other, legislators?
Well, legislators, I'm sure anybody can go to the hearing. Let me say that first, when you make the hearing public on a Tuesday night after hours, and it's going to be on Friday morning, you aren't really expecting the word to get out very much anyways. The people who are going to know.
Right, I'm just wondering, who's this meeting for? Who's going to be doing the listening and who's going to be doing the talking?
The members of the Judiciary Committee will be doing the listening. Whoever signs up for it will be doing the talking. But I'm sure the people that have been alerted to it are the people that want to push forward this agenda to undermine our police departments.
It's performance art to bring in the special interest groups who are rigging the system with the Democrats so they can rig it more effectively.
Bingo. That's, I'm a straight
Thank
man,
you.
Todd. I lay the softball in and you hit it. That's exactly right. That's what it is. And, I mean, I could go on and say to people, you know, please sign up and testify, but they're not even going to know what to say because there's no bill to talk about. And then after this is what will pass for a public hearing. Then next week, the House of Representatives will go into session and they will pass what at the moment appears to be a 41-section bill. Not that anyone has seen the bill, but people have seen information about the bill. A 41-section bill that has never been actually presented to the public, and that I think most legislators will probably be getting, if they get it the day before they vote, they'll be lucky. And it will be a one-size-fits-all solution where, because there's a problem in Bridgeport or in Hartford, we're going to force the Scotland Police Department or the Southington Police Department to, where there isn't a problem, to go through extravagant behaviors. And it's one of those cases where this is an important subject, how the police operate. And the idea that we would rush into it, instead of taking it up in a regular session and going about it in a legitimate way, is alarming. And I got to say, it's another case where I'd say I'm prepared to vote against the bill because I don't know what's in it. I don't need any more reason than that.
Why would that suddenly be a reason for Democrats to oppose something that their own leadership is putting in front of them?
It's not going to be a reason for Democrats, unfortunately. It should be. My hope is...
Will it be a reason for Republicans?
For Republicans. That is my mission on this call this afternoon, and any conversation I have about this bill in the next few days, is people should let Republicans know that if they're not convinced this is a good bill, or if they don't even know what it is, they shouldn't feel obliged to vote for it. They shouldn't feel that just because this is the year of criminal justice, whatever is put before us that says criminal justice at the top has to pass.
Why would your activism on this as a former state senator be necessary? Wouldn't the opposition party automatically be in opposition of these scams that the Democrats are trying to perpetrate?
Is that what they call a rhetorical question, Todd?
No, that's a literal question.
It's a literal question. You're right. It's a question that, in a sense, you raise every day on your show, which is why don't Republicans stand up more firmly?
They exist, and if they're not on a cruise somewhere, yes.
And you know who does it. You know we've got Rob Sampson, and we've got some other good people that are always willing to do this. And they have become, those names are known because they are lonely voices. If every Republican were willing to speak out, nobody would be noticing Rob, because he'd be one voice in a chorus.
That's true. But so if we leave Rob out of it and look at the large swath of, granted, they're a minority party, but it would seem to me the minority party would be the most vocal at the time like this, where the Democrats, the majority party, are looking to use their majority status in order to practice the bad government that they favor, the jamming through of things that even their own voting members have not seen, in order that they can push into a bill any vulgarity of legal manipulation to enhance their power, to give gifts away to their voters, to rig the system further so that bad government is extended further into the state. Why would Republicans not all stand up and be shouting? And this is, I'm not looking to pin you down, but I'm looking to, so listeners can understand, because listeners don't get this, and I don't get it. Why the opposition party does not provide opposition?
Excellent question, and I will take a shot at it. Part of it is that they are playing to the press, and what the press likes nothing better than a Republican Party. Their idea of responsibility is you rolled over, and they've got a lot of them have gotten into the frame of mind that the way Republicans succeed is by showing that they can be cooperative, by showing that they can compromise, by showing that they're not obstructionists. Obstructionist has become a dirty word among Republicans up at the Capitol. And yet, when a bad thing is happening, thank goodness for obstructionists. But Republicans also are convinced that the way to win an election is not to actually stand up for your principles, but to try to find
to
a ground between what you believe and what the other people believe. And it's entirely incorrect. I really think that what people respond to is clear and principled speech and votes that are predictable based on the party you belong to and the things that you hold dear. And this is why I talk on a show like this, to put pressure on the Republicans who may be wavering to say, stand up and do the right thing, including saying this process stinks and I'm not going to give my endorsement to it.
Well, that's got a nice ring to it. Hold on, Joe. Let me just do a weather forecast here. We'll wrap up with Joe. We'll take some more phone calls. We're talking to former State Senator Joe Markley. So this sounds like bad news, but at least you're giving us the nature of things, because people are always wondering why stuff goes wrong. Okay, so give us a wrap up on this, Joe. What do you want to, for a little knuckle to the solar plexus, how do you want to finish it up?
You know, people should be contacting their Republican legislators now to say, please don't be rushed into this. We've got a lot of good legislators, but they need to hear from conservatives. It's one thing to complain about their votes after they cast them. You have a chance now to influence their votes before they cast them, to say, if you're not sure this bill is good, if you don't want to see changes that I think could be very – one of the things that the proposal does apparently is to eliminate qualified immunity for police officers. It's going to be hard enough to get people to serve as policemen already without making them personally liable to financial lawsuits. Teachers aren't subject to that. State legislators aren't subject to that. Other people that work for the government aren't subject to that. We are going to, under this law, we would specifically make the police subject to civil suits.
If we made Republican members of the legislature civic lawsuit responsible, civil lawsuit responsible for bad things they let Democrats do, that might improve things, wouldn't it?
If you could sue a teacher because she didn't teach you how to read right,
that sounds good too.
If
they're going to get glorious pay and glorious benefits and spend their lives floating around on a cloud of money that's come from people working three jobs, it seems to me there should be high expectations.
There should be high expectations, but we shouldn't have a country that's run by lawsuits. In any case, my point is, give your Republican legislators a chance to do the right thing by giving them a little backup and say, look, we'll stand behind you if you'll stand up to this steamroller process that Lamont and the Democrats are pushing with police accountability.
All right. Joe Markley, thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Always good to talk with you. Former State Senator Joe Markley joins us every week, as do many people, to provide the kind of context that he just provided that's so wonderful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.